The imposition of sanctions by the U.S. on two tech firms, one in Russia and one in China, accusing them of moving illicit funding to North Korea in violation of American sanctions, is a tempest in a teapot meant to grab headlines and nothing else. The new sanctions against China-based Yanbian Silverstar Network Technology and a Russian-based subsidiary, Volesis Silverstar, Reuters reported. The meager amount of information about this company indicates that it produces computer games. The charges suggest that it is a front for funneling funds into North Korea. Given the fact that the CEO is said to be North Korean, and the implication that it employs workers from North Korea, the assumption seems to be that it is a conduit for illegal funding entering North Korea. Whatever the truth behind these allegations may be, they certainly do not rise to the level of significance that the headlines indicate. The U.S. Treasury statement accusing the companies of supporting North Korea's nuclear and missile programs is far-fetched and should be taken with a huge grain of salt. As far as the U.S. is concerned, any economic relations between North Korea and the rest of the world constitute support for its nuclear and missile programs. The reason why accusations of this sort are made is to continue to portray both China and Russia as bad actors who are out to sabotage the sanctions regime against the DPRK. But the U.S. is not an honest broker. It has no intention of relaxing sanctions against Korea, no matter what the North does to relieve tensions. It hopes to string North Korea along until it makes more and more concessions to meet the insatiable appetite of the U.S. The U.S. objective is to totally abrogate North Korea's sovereignty, reducing it to a neutered vassal state. Neither North Korea, Russia, nor China will allow that to happen. Eventually, they, along with South Korea, will have to break free from the constraints imposed on the peace process on the Korean Peninsula. Peace between the North and South and the denuclearization of the peninsula, guaranteed by both Russia and China, is the way to go. The only way forward is for the U.S. to withdraw and let the Korean people and their neighbors establish peace and security. It is the U.S. that is the roadblock for a peaceful resolution of the Korean crisis.